Well, the Chicago Cubs either thrilled or tortured their long-suffering fans last night with a 3-2 win over the Cleveland Indians at home.
It was magical, but it was stressful at the same time. So glad to see the first World Series win at Wrigley Field in 71 years.
But Cleveland still leads the series 3-2. Only five teams have ever climbed back from a 3-1 deficit to win it all. And as you no doubt know, the Cubs haven't won a World Series since 1908, the Indians since 1948, and the series now goes back to Cleveland. Cheryl Ray Stout is a sports contributor for WBEZ in Chicago. Cheryl, first, what's it like there today?
I think there's relief. You know, there was a lot of people that were on the edge before last night's game, and it was such an unbelievably tough, great game to watch last night, especially with Aroldis Chapman coming in and getting eight outs.
Oh, it was, I mean, there was one forced play, I can't even remember, but I tweeted out, I think there was more action in that one play than all season for many teams. I mean, there's just a lot going on.
There is, and the fact is that the Cubs finally had timely hitting. Great starting pitcher from John Lester, followed up with the back end. And their defense was phenomenal last night because John Lester pitches to contact and they were able to perform on the field.
Well, look, you've got game six, another pitching match, Jake Arrieta for the Cubs, Josh Tomlin for the Indians. Talk a little bit about Cleveland. They've been looking great.
Yeah, their starting pitching has been okay, but their bullpen is phenomenal. And Corey Kluber, I have to mention him. Mm-hmm. He has really been lights out. But I look at that Cleveland team, and Terry Francona, their manager, has really pushed all the right buttons with up and down that lineup and in that pitching.
Cleveland's a great team. Chicago Cubs, a great team. But how much of a burden is this for the Cubs players, the expectation?
Well, you know what? The way Joe Maddon has produced this team, that's why they've got as far as they've gotten. However, the nerves of being a young team probably filtered into them the last few games before they won last night. This team was built to win, and they can, or they could lose because of their nerves and being young.
And the expectations of an entire city on their shoulders. Cheryl Ray Stout, sports contributor for WBEZ in Chicago. Cheryl, what do you think each manager is saying to each team today, given what we just saw unfold? They've got a day till tomorrow night's game. Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Maddon's telling his team, relax, have fun, enjoy. Terry Francona on the other side is saying, we only need one win, and we can do it behind the pitching we have and the timely hitting that we can provide.
Yeah. He's got the easier message.
He does.
Cheryl Ray Stout, sports contributor for WBEZ in Chicago. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.